Hey, gang, unfortunately, CNN is at it again, trying to help Biden peddle out the lie that Americans are, quote, doing great, and they feel optimistic about their financial situations and that of the U.S. economy. That's actually a quote from a recent CNN episode. And CNN isn't alone in this gaslighting. Paul Krugman of the New York Times, he recently wrote, quote, by normal measures, the U.S. economy isn't in bad shape. In fact, it's doing quite well, better than almost all of its global peers. Well, it may be doing well for rich liberals like Paul Krugman, but a recent poll found that many Americans are actually skipping meals to save money. We all know that prices are soaring, our government is piling up U.S. debt in mass amounts, and inflation is here to stay. It's just insane. And the most recent Consumer Price Index report shows that the feds won't be dropping interest rates anytime soon. So I've got sponsor and backpack trader Troy Noonan here to dig through this mess once again. And Troy's free trainings take people from being financially scared to being financially secure. And you can, that could be you if you just click on that link below. So Troy, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Great. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
So we talked, I mean, a number of times before about Biden's, I mean, just frankly, atrocious handling of the U.S. economy since he took office. Just in your opinion, why can't Biden get things under control here? I mean, we're 3.5 years into his term. Does he even want to really fix the issues? I don't understand it.
I mean, that's a complicated question because there's so many layers. And there's no way for anyone to know all the layers, but I keep it real simple. I think of a tube of toothpaste, and when you squish out the toothpaste, you can't shove it back in, right? So that's inflation. Inflation has been squished out of the tube. We're living with it. And how do you get it shoved back in? I don't know. But meanwhile, he has an election. There's public perception. There's the messaging that he has to say. And it, you know, how true is it? Well, we all know what it costs to buy a small bag of groceries.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's the truth, isn't it? You know, I was just reading, and it's on the United States Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, that the average American family has an additional $8,500 worth of expenses.
Wow.
Since Biden took office.
Wow.
So, I mean...
Wow.
There's what we're all experiencing, and then there's the stuff that's being fed to us on mainstream media. It doesn't quite connect.
Right. We were talking earlier about a major disconnect in our politics between the people and the permanent political class, as it were. I mean, you've seen the polls, you know, the economy, inflation, they have been and they remain the top issues for voters in this election. You've seemed to have alluded to it. What do you think the strategy is behind this? You know, Americans are feeling better about the economy gaslighting. Yeah. I mean, is it an attempt to try to stop Trump's momentum? I mean, what do you think's behind this?
Well, if you're trying to win an election, you're not going to tell people that everything sucks and you're the one in charge. That's not going to win you an election. And maybe no matter what you say isn't going to win you an election, but you're certainly going to come out swinging with your best messaging and, you know, but you can't fool people that are in line paying for their groceries and wondering how $50 now buys you like just a few items where it used to half that or even less. The inflation's awful. Like imagine what it's going to be a few years from now. So, I mean,
it is. Yeah, please finish the thought there.
Well, I mean, I was recently on a little road trip and I was in Nevada. And I took advantage of filling up my car before I went back into California because I knew as soon as I crossed over to California, the price was, I mean, it's crazy. It's almost $100 to fill my tank gas now in my car. And that just relates across everything. I mean, everything's gone up, right?
Right. No, it's true. It's true. And I've heard it put, you know, in many ways, Trump has he's got the easiest political slogan of any recent presidential campaign. Things were great when I was president. Biden came in and screwed everything up. Vote for me and make America great again. I mean, it's basically and when they do the polls, when they said, you know, you see them all over the place. When when Trump was president versus when Biden was president, who did a better job on the economy? Who did a better job on inflation? Who did a better job on the southern border and so forth? And it's like Trump by double digits. So it seems like they're just, seems like they're desperate to try to stop that and say, no. People really, really like what's going on right now. Bidenomics is working, even though they're not using that term Bidenomics anymore. Interesting.
Yeah. I think that each individual kind of needs to take action to protect themselves regardless of what is happening, because there's always going to be these headlines and there's always going to be things in the world that's challenging. And I'm not a big believer in relying on someone else to make things right for me. Because I don't have power over anyone else.
Right.
I only have power over me. So I want to put things in place that are going to help me insulate myself from whatever is causing me to feel insecure.
That's why I have you on for provide a whole different sort of transcendent perspective on these, day by day, 24/7 political economic issues, because you really do seem to, you have an approach to financial security that does transcend whoever's in office. And that's what I really like about what you do, because you give this aerial view. So if let's assume things don't change, let's assume even Trump loses in November, what can people do now to build up their nest egg and feel a real confidence in their financial situation? How can our audience have the same kind of transcendence over these day-to-day insanities that you have?
this is probably a big, long-winded answer and many, many facets to that question. But a real simple concept I think that's important is that people need to invest in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you invest in yourself, what you get from it is lifelong dividends, like not necessarily monetarily, but it hopefully will translate into that. But the more you invest in yourself, the better the return you're going to have. And you learn how to believe in what you're doing. That's the thing, is a lot of people take a leap of faith. And then when things don't go perfectly or according to what they thought the plan would be, it ends up being different, which I think is the case most of the time. They lose confidence and belief in that decision, and then now they're the deer in the headlights. Right. But if you invest in yourself and you acquire a certain level of belief in what you're doing, then I think the odds of you moving forward and upward just is much better for you. Is that too abstract of an answer?
No. I think that's huge. You know, I got that kind of advice a number of years ago when I was, I was a university prof. I was teaching at a classical school. And I knew I wanted to get beyond the walls of the classroom. I knew I wanted to participate in an international conversation, not just a national conversation, an international conversation about where the world is going and precisely this kind of de-alignment between the sentiments of the people and the sort of the aloof permanent political class and how that was redefining politics. And I just remember thinking, how am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? And I came across an article that said, in the end, the most important thing is invest in yourself. Invest in it. You could talk about investing in all these other things, but you've got to invest in yourself. You've got to increase your education. You've got to increase your bandwidth, as it were. And that is going to pay dividends beyond any other kind of investment that you can do. And if you don't mind, I would like to actually throw this a little bit in sort of the autobiographical realm for you. How have you done that? How have your methods, how have your frankly, very successful investments, which you've written about, you have a book out and the like. How has that brought you to a place of financial security and legacy building? And here's the key, no matter who's in office, that's the beauty of what I think you offer.
Yeah, it started with discovering something that was really exciting. And I think I got a little lucky and had some early success. I learned how to trade like 30 plus years ago from a brochure I got in the mail. and ended up in a trade that changed my life. I have a wife and kids to show for it now. I think you heard my story, but I took a trade that ended up being infamously known as the trade that broke the Bank of England. I didn't break the Bank of England. George Soros did. He made billions. I took my few grand, backpacked through Europe, ended up meeting my wife. And so he made billions. I made a wife and kids. But much I was better. Hooked on much trading. Better. Yeah. I mean, I let people decide what they think's the best of that. But for me, yeah. But the thing I learned was that trading is really important to get right, not get wrong, because it could really change your life. And if you get it right, you could spend a little bit of time each day and just basically put yourself in charge of your own financial future. You could create financial security and win your time back. So you could do what you want, basically. That's why I started the Backpack Trader. Right? It's a symbol of freedom you get if you can get trading right. And it doesn't mean sitting in front of your computer trading all day. That's just another job. So for me, there was a point in time, though, when I realized, okay, I was doing good, but then there were things I wasn't doing good, and I didn't know as much as I thought, and I learned some hard lessons. You know, it's kind of like falling off your bike and getting a bloody knee. Like, eventually, it hurts. You don't want to fall anymore, so you learn how to ride, right?
Right.
It's a good metaphor, because I was in search of learning what I didn't know about trading, and basically, along the way, I ended up hosting a live trade room like for 18 straight years. So that's a lot of market time. That's a lot of seeing it over and over and over and over, and also people hanging on my every word. So it's a big responsibility too. So I had to, you know, necessity is a mother of invention. I had to rise to the occasion or fall flat on my face. Luckily, I was able to figure it out. And that background's kind of unique, and it's enabled me to come up with a structured way to learn how to trade, how to prove it to yourself first before you risk your money. That's a real important thing. We could do that. That's like one of the few things we can do where we can prove we can make money before we risk our money. Well, that made a lot of sense to me. So let's focus on that. Let's focus on proving it first. I don't want to risk my money unless I know I have the best chances to succeed. That's what I teach. That's what we can do.
Wow.
That's what the Backpack Trader is all about, basically. So,
did that answer your question?
It
does. And I'm just, you know, what there's a distinction you made that was just so eye-opening for me when I first met you was, you know, when in effect you said, I'm not an investor, I'm a trader. Can you just flesh out that distinction a little bit? Because once you said that, I finally went, oh, now I get it. I don't know what it was. Maybe I was just slow or dunted. I don't know what, but what's the difference between being a trader and an investor?
Yeah, that's a really important distinction. Investment, usually buying and you're holding and you're hoping it grows over time, right? That's an investment. It could be real estate, it could be stocks, it could be a business, it could be a number of things. And there's a benefit for everyone should be invested in things that, right? But what happens when the investment is just in a down cycle and that's when you need your money? Then that could be a problem, right? And people face that all the time. Trading is where you're getting into a transaction, a trade in the market, you're buying something, and then you make a little profit, you take the profit off the table, and now you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're flat again, you made some money. And you can learn how to do that with certain price patterns that exist in nature and repeat over and over and over and over. And it happens so often that we can look at a large enough history of those scenarios. And because of that, we can predict what's likely to happen next. So every time this particular pattern occurs, there's a good chance, a high chance, that the next thing is going to happen. There's no guarantee. Nothing wins 100% of the time. But you stack the odds on your side, then that way, and then you place a trade that's small enough so that you can weather the times that doesn't win. You're winning a lot more than you're losing. And like this, you can grow your account and use that scenario to make a lot of money. And that's what trading is. Trading, it doesn't matter if the market goes up or down. You can go in either direction. You can push a button, get in. You can push a button and get out. But most people don't approach trading with any sort of rhyme or reason. And that's where my program comes in, because we create a structure where you're learning technique, but you're also learning how to succeed as a trader, because learning to paint by numbers doesn't make you an artist, right?
Right.
So that's the thing that most people don't realize until they're doing it and they're realizing, oh, this is doesn't feel right because they're losing when they thought they were going to be winning. So it's and important.
And then the lifestyle that you built around it, that's where the backpack comes in, right? Because you don't have to be in any specific place or proximity and so forth to be able to make these trades.
Yeah, backpack trader is a symbol of freedom you get because that's part of what my story was way back in my early days. I went backpacking through Europe as a result of that trade, right? And but it also is what I love to do. I love to travel, and all I need is my laptop and a good internet connection, and I could trade from anywhere, basically. And so you do have a level of freedom where, you know, you don't need to punch in or go to a 9-to-5 job or whatever if you know how to trade and you've built it to a certain level. But you have to treat it like running a business, not like a job. And I think that's an important distinction. Businesses take time to develop and grow, so you have to give it the chance it needs to get to that point where it could finally take care of you. But it takes time. You have to work at it. But once you do, a good metaphor is a house, right? It takes time to build a house. There's a lot of steps. It's a big process, and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of investment. But then once it's built, how hard is it to walk through the door and enjoy the house? You put the time in building the house, and now you got this house you get to live in and enjoy. Building a trading business for yourself is similar. It's like you got to put the pieces in place and do what you need to get it to that point. And then once you start the actual trading part, believe it or not, that's the easy part. That's you've done all the hard work getting it established. You don't trade real money till you're ready. And then it's just like living in that house. It's like, it doesn't take much effort.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Gang, this is this is such a wonderful opportunity for you to take advantage of. Don't wait around hoping that Biden is going to fix things for you or even that Trump is going to fix things for you. You've got to take command of your own life. So click on the link below. Join Troy's free training. He's got the method to build wealth that you've only dreamed about. It's astonishing stuff. Click on that link below. You will not regret it. It is absolutely amazing. Troy, thanks for being with us as always and helping us make sense of all this insanity. You always bring, like I say, a nice transcendent point of view. Very, very appreciate it.
Glad I can help. I guess my work is done.
I love it. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you too.